Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. And I tell you, you are in for a treat. This is totally, totally a blessing from God. This show tonight is totally all Him. The topic is, are you conformed or are you transformed? Are you conformed or transformed? But before we jump into the show, we want to thank all of our sponsors to On Fire to Inspire. Our Top Flight Communications is your editing, transcriptions, reviews, business marketing, and marketing writing, and business writing. They will take care of all of that for you. Visit topflightcommunications.com. With Michelle Watson, I tell you, they'll take care of you guys. You have a book you need to be edited, any type of marketing material that you need to be written, they're there for you. Again, that website is topflightcommunications.com. Then we have Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. I'm telling you, this book is a great, great read about how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction of alcoholism. So you definitely want to get that book, and it's available on all your online book outlets. Unique Expression by Design will bring your custom ideas to reality. So you have it as a thought, they'll bring it to reality. Anything that you have that you need customized for your business or personal needs. And that's like T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. Visit Angelise Washington at www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, and they will take care of you. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Third Heaven Sound is responsible for actually writing the music for the jingle that you hear each and every time we come on and go out of the show. That jingle was actually written, the words by me. The voice was LaTanya Foles, and then the music was played by Third Heaven Sound. And Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so, so very much more. Roz does awesome job. Anytime you see me getting ready to go out to speaking events or go attend events, and you see everybody say your makeup is flawless, your hair is on point, that is Roz in action. And her number is 404-599-3712. You want to call and book your appointment today. That is 404-599-3712. Let all of our sponsors know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. Thank you again to all your sponsors, all the sponsors for sponsoring and sowing into this fruitful, fertile ground. Thank you so much. And if you want to be a sponsor, we're extending. God told me we have to keep the price where it is. So we're extending our special of $25 for the entire month. And I actually talk about your business each and every week on the show, as well as we post it on all of our social media outlets. So it's definitely affordable for any person's budget. Well, guys, again, tonight we are talking about, are you conformed or are you transformed? I tell you, I'm excited about the topic, as well as my guest, awesome, powerful woman of God. I tell you, this show, you guys are going to be like, wow, you know, I never thought like this. But we have Pastor Providence Jamila Monroe is going to be joining us. Let's welcome Pastor Jamila to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Woman of God. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you, Aaliyah Butler, for having me tonight. Truly, it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show tonight.
Amen, amen.
I'm doing
we are
wonderful.
Privileged to have you. Amen. So tell us, Pastor Miller, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself so they can know who this anointed vessel is that's speaking to them.
Amen, amen. I am a pastor of Kingdom Covenant Worship Center in Atlanta. I am a mother of five wonderful children. I am also a grandmother of one, also a godmother of another. I am a humble person. I am a servant of God with all the titles that I have. I am a servant first to God and to God's people. I am just who I am. I'm a real person. I don't sugarcoat things. I'm just a woman of faith. That's who I am. To
amen,
sum it up.
That is
to
real.
To sum it up.
Real
and I also co-authored in a book with Dr. Sunday. I was one of the authors in Manifestation Now, released, I believe, in September. So I'm actually working on my own book right now to be released soon as well.
Amen, amen. I tell you, we were so excited about having you tonight, and we're excited about this topic. Are you conformed or transformed? And I tell you, you know, so many people get caught up in the things of the world and the ways of the world. And so, you know, it's like, okay, are you really transformed or are you conformed? So we're going to talk about it tonight. And one of the things that the Lord placed in my heart, he said, define those two words for them. So they can really say, okay, I'm going to make a conscious decision of which one am I. So transformation, the word transform, it says to comply with rules, standards, or laws, or it also means, as far as a person, behave accordingly to socially acceptable conventions or standards. It also means to uphold, heed, obey, comply. Now, and then also a similar or agreement. Now, that is conform, but transform, I'm sorry, makes a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character of. Now, let's go back and listen to that. So the first one was conform, and that means you were complying and just kind of sticking there, you know. But the transformation, it says you were making a thorough or dramatic change in form, appearance, or character of. And then a synonym for it was change, alter, convert, metamorphose, transfigure, transform. I'm telling you. Reshape, reconstruct, reorganize, and rearrange.
My God.
Those are just a few of the synonyms. So now that they have a clear view of the definition, now they can kind of make a conscious decision of, am I really transformed?
Where are they tonight?
Where are you tonight? So we're going to jump right in with that. So the first scripture that the Lord placed in my heart when he gave me this topic, it was Romans 12:2. And the NIV version reads, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I'm like, my goodness. Now, you know, we're talking about, are you transformed or are you conformed? Now, he said in order to do so, it starts with the renewing of your mind. So we're going to let you go ahead and touch on that. I'm going to tag you and let you go from there.
Wow. And I think that the renewing of the mind is one of the important factors with being transformed, because I believe in today's society and you know, in speaking to people and counseling people, that a lot of people are stuck in their mind. Their minds are not changed. Their minds are still functioning in the past, and there's no way you can move forward in the future if your mind is still functioning on the past. And so the mind, we have to allow God to free us in our minds. Amen. The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. And the reason why we are not gaining the fullness of God's promises is because, to just be honest, I told you I don't sugarcoat it, and maybe that's just because I'm from New York. but people's minds, they're allowing what they've been through to jack up their minds where it's not functioning in the capacity of what the Lord would have them to do or to say. And so when you don't allow your mind to be renewed, it's like your life is put on hold. So a lot of people, lives are put on hold because they won't allow God. See, we can give God, you know, to me, giving God your mind is one of the hardest things, because to me, you have to get to a place of total surrender. Amen. I give God my time. I give God my tithes. I give God my money. I give God my offering. But what are you willing to give him your mind? Because when you give him your mind, you allow God to do surgery. Amen. When you give him your mind, you allow God to take you out of that comfort zone. That's why the Bible says, do not conform to the patterns of this world. We still, this, no way, can I just say this? You can function as a believer and you still have the mindset of the world. How do you have the mindset of the world? You act like the world. Come on, somebody. You talk like the world. You're living like the world. And so the world can't distinguish who's of God or who's of the world, because us Christians, come on, can I say and be honest, we are functioning like the world. Amen. Mm-hmm. How are we functioning like the world? In our speech. When we are going through something, we are not speaking the word of God. Amen. Our mindset is so messed up. And so if we the Bible says, choose thee this day whom you're gonna serve. Amen. You can't serve two masters. Either you're going to be of the world or you're going to be of God. And that's the problem. We have one foot in and one foot out. Amen, somebody. And so God wants us to be transformed in our mind. Let him take over our mind. Let him renew our minds. Let him revive our minds. Let him restore our minds. Amen. So that we can be able, I mean, part three is so amazing, and I'm not trying to go too far, but part three is so amazing because it says, so you be able to test and approve what is God's will. See, the enemy want to come after our minds because he understands if I can drive you crazy, if I can cause you to throw in a towel, if I could just have you thinking about what should have been and is not, if I can just keep those things going in your mind, you would never know what the will of God is concerning your life. And when you don't know what the will of God is concerning your life, you tend to choose what God doesn't even want for you.
Girl, you said a mouthful right there.
I know. So when we as believers have to have a mind that is made up, when God begins to renew your mind, you have a mind that's made up that for God I live and for God I die. I have a mind made up that even though this flesh is weak and even though this flesh has desires and even though I'm tempted on every side, I'm not going to fall for this temptation because I want what God wants for me, which is his perfect will. So we have to allow, and I call it surgery, the renewing of your mind, where God will take out things, amen, that we don't need to carry. And because a lot of us is not just carry, you know, when we say about baggage, we're carrying some baggage in our minds. Because you say that you're free from your past, but your mind still takes you back on what should have been, what could have been, and it's over. Amen? And so God can't bring what he has for you in the future because we're stuck in our past. Amen? So we have to be transformed. Can you still hear me, Aaliyah?
You were in and out. I was just about to tell you I can.
Do you hear me now? So we have to be transformed.
Now
we have to be transformed. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
We have to be transformed. And so we have to let God show us the areas. We have to have a humble spirit to go to God and say, show me, God. Show me what's in my mind. Because if I'm constantly thinking, then sooner or later, my behavior, I'm going to start doing it. That's why people say, be careful the seeds that you let enter your mind. Because if somebody tell you that you're no good,
sooner or later you're going to function like you're no good. But I came to tell everybody on this call tonight, don't listen what they said about you. There is greatness on the inside of you. And if you just allow God to renew your mind, I'm telling you, his will, what he has for you, is going to be better than where you've been. Where you've been. And so when I thought about the topic, Aaliyah, I thought about the toy, the transformer toy, how it can start off as an animal or a vehicle and turn into a robot. Can you still hear me? And so when I thought about that, God showed me that most people, they are transforming. Amen. But what they tend to do is go back to the animal. Amen. Or go back to the vehicle. There's not a consistent transformation. There's not a so the transformation is only temporary. Because when I don't, what's important is when you don't understand the will of God, you buck up against the will of God. When you don't understand the plan of God, you tend to go back. And that's where many people, oh my God, I hear the Holy Ghost, that's where many people are. Instead of pushing forward and maintaining what God is doing, you go back to that place. Because why? It's the comfort zone. It's the place that I'm familiar with. And God said tonight, I don't know who this is tonight, but he doesn't want anybody going back to their comfort zone. When he transforms you, his desire, his goal is for you to maintain the transformation. Can you hear me? I don't know why, but the devil is a liar. Can you hear me now?
The devil is a liar.
Can you hear me?
I can hear a little.
Do you hear
Say
me?
Say something again. Oh, okay, I can hear you now. Yes.
Do you hear me good? Do I need to change phones? Because I can call on another line. Do you hear me?
Okay, try that one more time. Say that again.
Do you hear me?
Now I can, yes, clearly.
Okay. If it goes back out, I'll just dial in from another number.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Or do you just want me to dial in from another number?
If that would be the easiest, because we're catching, you know, several of your words, and then it'll go out. And I'm telling you,
okay, let me dial in from another number.
Okay.
Let me dial in. Just give me 60 seconds, and I'll dial in from another number.
All right.
Okay.
For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking about the topic tonight, are you conformed or transformed? So we started out by defining the word conformed, and we started out by defining the word transformed. And so we were asking, have you been conformed to this world, or have you been transformed? Had your mind been renewed? Because there's no transformation if your mindset is stuck in the past, if your mindset is stuck in what you thought you knew or what you just know, the comfort zone. And so we were talking about that, and Pastor Jamila was really, really bringing it home and breaking it down for us. But the devil is a liar, because her phone line started going out, so she's going to actually dial back in from a different line shortly. But the definition of conform, it gave us a definition of comply with the rules, standards, or laws. And some of the synonyms were observe, obey, follow, keep to, stick to, uphold. But then we talk about the definition of transform. And the transform definition was make a thorough or dramatic change in the form of, the form, appearance, or character of. Let me repeat that. Make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character of. So the change to alter, metamorphosis, remodel, reshape, reorganize, rebuild, rework, rearrange. That's a true transformation. So have you been transformed, or have you just conformed? Which one have you done? So we're talking about transformation and being conforming to the things of the world. Because many times people get so caught up in what's comfortable. Well, in order to really live out this life, this faith walk, you can't get caught up in those comfort zones, because those comfort zones will get you stuck each and every time. And so the Lord is saying, I want you to trust me, because this faith walk is going to be a leap of faith. It's going to be a way of life for you. And she's back. Let's bring Pastor Jamila on back with us. Pastor Jamila, you back with us?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear, baby. Loud and clear.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So I want you to kind of go back to the transformer, because we only heard bits and pieces of that. So if you can go back to that place and just take us there, because we've had so many more people join us since portion of the show. So if you can kind of take us there.
Okay. So what I was saying is that that when the Bible talks about be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, I hope you guys heard me talk about how the renewing of the mind is very important, because the Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. And so what you think, you become. And so if your mind is not transformed, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. If your mind is not renewed, life will always put a limit on you. Amen, somebody? If your mind is not renewed, you will feel like when God gives you an assignment, a task, or something to do, you'll feel like that you can't do it, because your mind is not renewed. And when we talk about conforming, what has caused people to conform? You know, what is it, things from their childhood? Is it seeds from other people that said that they couldn't do it? You know, and so now they're stuck in this comfort zone where, see, and the problem with the comfort zone is people look at it as, at least I know what's going to happen in the comfort zone. And so I don't know what the unknown holds, so I stay in this place of comfort. But that's why God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he will send afflictions and he will send things to get you out of that comfort zone, because what he's saying is, I really have better up ahead for you. But if you stay in this place, if you stay in this mindset, if you stay in this way of life, you will never enjoy the promises that he has for you. And so God wants to transform our minds. Amen. And when I think about transformation, I thought about the toy, the transformer. And so sometimes it's thought of as a vehicle or an animal, and it transforms into a robot. And what I was saying earlier is that the problem with us is that we have transformed, or we are transforming, but when life, oh my God, starts to hit on us and problems start to arise and situations start to happen, we want to transform back to what God has delivered us from. Amen. We want to go back to the world because we feel like the world is better than the church. And so we use this excuse, well, there's hypocrites in the church. Church people do. Guess what? There's hypocrites on your job. I wish I had a church tonight. There's hypocrites everywhere you go. And so you can't use that as an excuse of not transforming. So people are more comfortable with who they was than who God is causing them to transform into. Amen. And so we have to let God, the Bible says, when you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will. See, when your mind is transformed and you have taken on the mind of Christ, amen, you know what's God's will for your life. And what, and so we have all this trial and error, foolishness, and we going through unnecessary stuff because we don't know what the will of God is. But I just came to prophesy to about five people. God is getting ready to let you know what his will is, because there will never be another day that you keep going around in circles. Come on, somebody. You're tired. You're weary. You feel like you don't have no strength because you're going around in circles. But when you know the will of God, amen, you know the choices that you make line up with his will. My God, I don't know who that's for, but there's for somebody on this line tonight that you don't know which way to go. And what I would say, get into his presence. Get into his presence. Find out what is his will concerning your life. Because the truth of the matter is, if you want your will more than God, Oh, I wish I had somebody say amen. I know I can't hear you guys, but somebody just shout hallelujah. When you know the will of God, my God, there is so many things God has in store for us, but we got to endure the process, amen. We don't want to endure the process. Oh, my God, I wish I had somebody to just say, God, take me through the process, and even if you got to reconstruct some stuff or take away some things or revive some, whatever you got to do, take me through the process, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired and sick and tired of what I used to be. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. So God, transform us into who you want us to be so we can be great. Amen.
Right.
So we don't want a temporary, Jesus, hallelujah. We don't want a temporary transformation, my God. We don't want a temporary transformation. I don't know about y'all, but there's a place in your relationship with God, oh, my God, where you said, God, oh, it's me. Oh, God, do what you need to do. Here I am. I surrender. I'm not holding back anything from you, God. What you need to take away, God. There's a place in God when you begin to say, Lord, if it's me blocking my blessings, transform me. Do it, God, because I'm tired through the same thing over and over and with no results, no positive results. So you have to be transformed, amen, if you're going to know what God wants for you. You got to let God transform your mind. Amen. So the reason why, another reason is we got all these choices and all these options. Amen. Options that we have put together. And God said, no, I'm not in none of those. It seemed good, it looked good, but I'm not in none of those. Amen. But when you seek me and you seek my face, I'm going to show you. Amen. Because we think somewhere in our minds, amen, we're talking about the mind, somewhere in our minds we think our option or our plan B is better than God's plan A. Somewhere we feel like, I've got to have my hand in this thing or it won't work. But I believe God is calling a people in this hour that say, God, I take my hands off. I take my hands off. Matter of fact, I don't even want to sit in the front with you, God. Put me in the back. Matter of fact, just put me in the trunk because I don't need to see where I'm going, because God, as long as you're driving, I know I'm going to get to my destination, God, as long as you're in control. So there are some people on this line tonight, God is saying, take your hands off of it so I can be in control. So you have to allow God to transform you, else you're going to walk this life with a stinking thinking. And when you have a stinking thinking, you have a stinking behavior. Amen. And there's so many people that are functioning that are not really renewed and transformed. Because guess what? When God, I don't know about y'all, let me just use myself. When God delivered me, come on, somebody. See, we have this partial deliverance in church now. Because when God delivers you, you don't go back to the thing he delivered you. Come on, I wish, oh, my God, when he delivers you. So we have this partial deliverance. And so I said it earlier, we got one foot in and one foot out. And so the world is looking at us like we're crazy. And so us believers got to get this mindset that we're going to let God totally transform us. Because when I'm transformed, I won't act a certain way in church. Let me just park right there. I seen a video today that disturbed my spirit. Amen. And it's something that happened in church, and I'm not going to say the pastor name or the church, because I'm not going to do that. But they end up escorting one of the leaders out, and I'm like, God, why, Jesus? It hurt my heart because we are not supposed to be functioning like the world. We're not supposed to be gossiping like the world. I wish I had a church tonight. We're not supposed to be backbiting and trying to take people down. Where is the love of God? So we allow him to do a partial transformation, but not total, completely, because our action shows that he hasn't transformed us.
Wow.
Our actions, the way, my question is to everybody tonight, how are you handling the will of God? amen, how are you handling the dreams that God has given you? How are you handling the visions that God has given you? How are you handling your purpose? Are you pursuing other things more than what God is telling you to pursue? How are you handling the will of God? Because, let me say it again, when your mind is renewed, you'll embrace the will. You will embrace. Somebody just need to shout embrace. Somebody need to shout, I'm getting ready to embrace the will of God concerning my life, because he knows better. His plans, come on, somebody. His plans is better than his thoughts. Come on, his ways is better than mine. Come on, I'm going to embrace the will of God. And so if the will of God starts with stripping me, I'm going to endure the stripping, because I understand after he takes away, he got to give me back more. Okay. Mm. I don't know if you want to say something here, but oh, my God.
Hallelujah. No, I'm going to let you keep flowing. Keep flowing.
So any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. It's time that we let God remove the old things. I always say this, and God told me this years ago. There's no way that I can open or have two doors open at the same time. One has to be closed before the other one opens. And if you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, then it's time tonight that you bury those old things. Not just the old things, but the old mindsets. Because the old mindsets cannot go with you to your destiny. I don't know, and let's just be the honest church tonight. It was the things in my mind, because your mind can be a place where you birth dreams, and then your mind can be a place where the dreams are killed. Mm-hmm. Amen? So it starts in the mind. So if old things are passed away, you got to seal the coffin, put the dirt on it. You got to let those things, because sometimes it's the things that come up in your mind, that fear, that spirit of fear. So many people in the body of Christ are held back because of fear. I don't know if I can do this, but hold up. He said that you can do it. He said that he would give you the power. He said that he gave you the ability. He said that he would give you the strength. Why do you feel like you can't do it? And not only that fear, but they have the fear of acceptance. I don't know who this is for, but you got to get to a place where you say, listen here, y'all don't got to accept me. Y'all ain't got to believe in me. Come on. Y'all don't got to support me. Come on, somebody. Because I know God gave me this work to do. And so we fearful because we want people to embrace something that they can't. Because they will never become it. So my question tonight is, what is in your mind holding you back from living the life that God destined for you to have? That's an important question to every person that is on the line. What is really holding me back? Is it doubt? Is it lack of faith? Because Aaliyah, one thing I say all the time, when you look at the body of Christ and you look at the believers, a lot of people have lack of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is limited, because I could believe God in one area, but when it comes to this, and most of the time, that thing be relationships. I don't know why people can't believe God for relationships. You believe it for everything else. But you can't believe him for that one thing. What is holding you back tonight from receiving what God has for you? I need everybody to just think about that. If it's yourself, you got to tell God, remove me out the way so I can be able. Come on. There needs to be a season where people are delivered from their own thinking,
mm-hmm.
from their own mindset. Forget about the enemy. Forget about the devil. Forget about what they're saying. God, I need you to deliver my mind, because in the midnight hour, I have thoughts that don't line up with your will. And it is those thoughts that can ruin my whole future. Well, why is thoughts so important? Because most people won't birth out a dream or a vision because they are thoughts. Because the minute God gives us something, we say, oh, surely, we ain't got the money for it. We ain't got. But if he gave it to you, he understood everything that you would need. He is a God of provisions. He will supply the need. He will make sure you have what you need to birth out the vision. So tonight, my question again is, willing, because he's not going to force his transformation out on you. Are you willing tonight to say, God, because I'm chosen by you, I want you to transform everything that's not like you. Come on, even the hidden things, even the things that I don't show people, even the things that I don't talk about, amen, even the things that I try to hide from you, can you transform my mind tonight so I can be better? Because when you allow God to transform you, you not only become a better servant, but you become a better mother, you become a better father, you become a better leader, you become a better child, you become just better. So I call it spring cleaning. Amen. Mm-hmm. We need to allow God to come in and sweep some things out. He needs to wash some things away. Amen, somebody. Sometimes we got to go in our closet and we got to remove stuff that don't fit us. My God. There's some things in your spiritual closet tonight that you can't even fit in any longer. And you keep trying to fit in it. And God says, just throw it away. Just throw it away. What is it tonight, oh my God, hallelujah, that you need to throw away? Because you're wasting time trying to fit into something God said is over. He said, I elevate you. I'm trying to take you higher, but you keep going back. So tonight, I'm posing these questions because I want people's minds to start thinking. There's some people on here that instead of burying the old mindsets, you buried your dreams and your visions. Because you felt like you couldn't do it. Well, I came tonight to let every person know tonight that there's an awakening going on this call. And I promise you, I'm asking God to wake up those things that wasn't supposed to be sleeping. Your dreams, the things that you put down because it didn't work the first time. I hear the Lord say, if you just try it again, it's going to work. It's going to work. Because now you have gone through the process. You are going through the process of transformation. And when you're going through the process of transformation, all of a sudden, your confession is different. All of a sudden, you say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. All of a sudden, you begin to say, I'm victorious. All of a sudden, you begin to say, I am what he say I am. All of a sudden, your words start to, oh, my God, it sounds different. It comes out different. When you are transformed, you speak things in existence that's not even there. Why? Because I walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm calling those things. And because he said it, it may not be in front of my face. But the fact that God said it, when I'm transformed, I can speak it into existence. Mm-hmm. There are some people on this line tonight. I just need you to open up your mouth and begin to speak some things into existence. The Bible says life and death is in the power of your tongue. Speak it into existence. Just take for 30 seconds. Just begin to speak it into existence. Come on, come on. We can't hear you, but I just need a couple people for 30 seconds. Just speak it into existence. If you believe that God is getting ready to change your situation and turn your situation around, I just need you to yell wherever you at. Speak that thing into existence. Say, I'm ready now, Lord. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I feel it. I feel it. Ooh, glory to God. Aaliyah, I don't know if you have anything to say, but whew.
Girl, I tell you, that is such a blessing. I mean, it's so on point with the renewing of the mind. It made me think about when you were saying some people try to go back and pick stuff up or try those clothes on that they can no longer fit. It made me think about God is giving you, moved you from that caterpillar state into the butterfly. You can never become a caterpillar again. Once you become that butterfly, you can't go back to that state. I just saw that caterpillar and that butterfly. You can't do it. That's no longer you. You are a new creation. You've been transformed. Therefore, you have to go into a renewed mindset. You know, you can't fly like an eagle and still think like chicken. You can't do it. You can't run with chickens when your God has caused you to soar. He says, soar. You, I have created you to prosper. I have called you to prosper. So prosper in what? In your health, in your finances, in your well-being, in everything that concerns you. I have called you to prosper. Because why? Because you were made in my image. I created you. You know, I was looking at 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4, and the New Living Translation reads this. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Now, that's transformation and renewing of the mindset, because he's caused you to prosper because he told you that you've received a godly life because you took on his nature. You're sharing upon his nature. I tell you, this is so beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
It is. It is. It's definitely the hour of transformation. I really believe this was a God-ordained topic because God is trying to get his people beyond where they're at.
Yes.
And sometimes, like we talked about the comfort zone, we get so settled. And I'm telling you, this is even for me. Sometimes I can say this in the past, I got comfortable with where I was because I didn't think that it was going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And so
we
get comfortable, and so we don't endure the process of change because we feel like this is it. But I just want every person on this call to know tonight, this is not just it.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to tell somebody, tell your situation tonight that it's going to get better. I don't care if you don't have a car. I don't care if you don't have a job. I don't care if you don't have no finances in your pocket. I don't care what the situation is. It has to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because God will never transform you to be worse. You talked about the butterfly, and I thought about something total opposite. And your example was so good, I thought about the diamond. How the diamond comes out of this black coal. And the problem is we still have that blackness on us, but we're trying to shine. So we don't want to go through the process of what the diamond has to go through in order to shine. We got this black on us, and we're like, well, I'm shining. Nobody can't see because you won't go through the process. But if you just allow God to put some pressure on you, if you just allow God to put some heat on you, if you just endure the process, I promise you, you're going to shine. What does that mean? It's nothing like somebody that's undone trying to do the work of the Lord.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. You're not processed yet. Amen, somebody? You haven't gone through yet. Amen? You haven't been in his presence yet, but you want to do ministry.
Wow.
And everybody process, the time frame is different because there's some people that God got to really put some more fire on. And never, I don't know why God got me going there, but this jealous spirit got to go.
Don't compete your process to somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Just because y'all went in the fire at the same time and they shining does not mean that God has forgotten about you. Does not mean that your turn is not, does not mean that you got to be jealous of that person. Let him continue to do the work on the inside of you. So when the timing is right, you can shine.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we have to endure the process. And when I think about transformation, I think about even name changing. Because in the Bible, names were changed when they were transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got to take off. When I think about, you may not can change your name. You're from, I mean, we can, but I'm talking about the name that was placed on you when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the guy got me going there, but there's some people on this line tonight. You need to erase the names that they said about you. They spoke about you. They said you wasn't going to be no good. They said you're not going to make it. To me, those words is the best fuel. Why? Because it will allow you to push and show them, I'm not what you said I am. Thank you for saying those things about me, but I'm not that. I'm not that name. I'm getting ready to reverse the name that you have called me, and I'm going to walk into what God says I am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So transformation dictates a name change. Amen? Your name has to change. Amen. And I don't know about nobody else on this call, but I'm not answering to nothing that does not sound like God.
Amen.
You can say what you want. You can say what you want. You can say what you feel. But guess what? Let me tell you something. No opinion, somebody needs to catch us, would ever override the truth of God. Amen. So let them think what they want to think about you. Let them say, because what God has already spoken is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And their opinions, oh my God, I feel, woo, glory, their opinions can override what he has spoken. Somebody need to catch that. Somebody need to pocket that. Somebody need to take that to the bank. What God has spoken, no man can overturn it.
Amen. Amen.
No man can overturn it. So I know that this topic tonight should be able to minister to everyone on this call, because you may not be where you're supposed to be, but if you allow God to transform you, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. Amen. And sometimes I hear the Lord saying, don't give up in the beginning stages of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause sometimes people feel like, well, I don't feel nothing. Oh, I don't see no change. Or, don't give up in the beginning. So I want everybody tonight to endure what God is doing, because transformation starts on the inside.
Yes.
We need God to heal our hearts. We need God to heal our minds. Amen. It starts on the inside, and then it shows on the outside. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, once you've transformed and understand your true identity, you understand the power and authority that he's given you, then you'll walk differently, you'll talk differently, because your language changes. Because, you know, when he transferred from, when he transformed from Saul to Paul, his speech changed, his identity changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about that, you think about Luke 10 and 19, then he says, I've given you the power, I've given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. You think about those things, because you say, wait a minute, that's applicable to me. That's my word. That's who I am, because now I'm that new creation. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes. I'm the new creation. Yes. And so if I'm new, then everything in my life has to look new.
Yes. Yes.
So stop. I don't know who this is for. Stop dragging things from the past into your new season.
Mm.
I don't know. I hear the Lord saying again, cut the cord. Cut the cord. Cut the cord. I hear the Lord saying, cut the cord. Cut that thing. That thing cannot. You know, it. I thank you, Holy Spirit. It will look so crazy for a woman to have a baby. They cut the umbilical cord. And when the doctors turn their back, she starts sewing the umbilical cord back.
This is true.
It would this be so true. Crazy. So stop trying to sew or put things back together that God says is no more.
Amen.
I think, I don't know, Aaliyah, I feel the pull to open up the call for some questions. I don't know how you feel about that, but we can go ahead and see if anybody got any questions, comments, concerns.
Okay. All right. I felt that, and so that's, I wanted to ask you if you are okay with that. So great. We don't want to go with that. Guys, if you are listening and you have a question, a comment, you just want to share how that was touched this conversation, the word has blessed you or touched you. If you are dialed in, now you can't be listening online to actually dial in, but you have to dial in at 929-477-2178 and press 1. We'll bring you on and you can ask your question live or make a comment. Again, that's 929-477-2178. If you're listening online, you'll actually have to dial that line, that number, to press 1 to be able to get your question asked or comment placed. But again, that number was 929-477-2178, and you'll press 1, and we will bring you live. But, yeah, I
and, yes, please, because we want to hear what you guys got to say. We want to be able to respond to your questions. So, please, please, please. Give them that number again, Aaliyah.
Okay. It was 929-477-2178. So if you are listening online through the link and you have a question or comment, we need you to dial in on that number. It's 929-477-2178 and press option 1. And we will go ahead and bring you on so you can ask your question or make your comment. Somebody's trying to be a little shy, but there's someone.
I know.
Because I'm telling you, I feel it so strongly. So strongly.
That's right. We'll give them a 30-second grace period. maybe they are, they will hang up and dial back in. But I'm telling you, the part about God's will just really bless me, because I really. Mm-hmm. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm to a place where I just want the will of God. I want the will of God. I don't know about you, Lee, but I want to be able to know the difference between my will and his will.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. When I tell you, that is so key. We have our person. We'll be bringing on shortly. I remember one time that my Apostle Zoe, said that if Jesus ain't in it, I don't want nothing to do with it. And I was like, you know what? That's what I'm talking about. If he ain't in it, and it's not his will, and then my prayer became this. Lord, let me do an intentional mind dump every morning. When I wake up, I have a mind dump, and I take on your mind. I take on your thoughts. So I think like you. I speak like you, because this one is with you. This new creation that you've created me to be, that I want to be like you. But we have this person that has pressed the one, so we're going to bring them on, okay?
Okay.
Well, on Friday, Inspire.
You are live with us.
Good evening.
Yes. Good evening. I just want to say I thoroughly enjoyed the word. It was right on time. I'm actually starting a few new businesses, so it was just good to hear. Because one of my businesses, making jewelry, I had just recently started over again after taking a break for a couple of years, just getting discouraged before, even though I know it was God's will that I did it because he wants me to be successful. I let different things in the world get me sidetracked. And now I'm just coming back at it, and I feel like I'm almost right there to where God needs me to be. But there are some things that I know I need to let go to go into this next stage, not only in my business, but also in ministry and the call that he has in my life. Because the scripture says you can correct all disobedience, but it also says when your obedience is complete. So I just really thank God for this word on tonight. It was so good. And like I said, it's on time because I'm stepping out on faith again to do what he has called me to do in business. And it's just also giving me the confidence as far as ministry goes because I had a habit. I had a habit of wondering and worrying about what people would say, what people would think,
mm-hmm.
even though I'd known for a long time, pretty much my whole life, that I had been called mm-hmm. to do the will of God
wow.
and to speak his word.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Well,
I just want to say something. You know, I thank you for your courage in coming mm-hmm. on and saying that because you're not alone. There are a lot
mm-hmm.
of people that are letting other people hold them up. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's real talk because you're
yes.
worried about what other people is going to say about you. And the truth of the matter is you'll be the talk of the town for a good 10 minutes.
Exactly.
But gossipers, this is how the Lord showed me. They're going to talk about you for a good 10 minutes. But guess what? Something else is going to happen, and they won't even remember you. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
that's why you cannot – I mean, even for me, when I was becoming pastor, they was like, oh, she going to make up that? They had all that to say about me. You understand? But this is the thing that God showed me. He said, don't worry what they're saying about you. Because some of that stuff that people are saying, I'm just going to say it. They wish they can be you. You understand what I'm saying? There's some
yeah.
hatred, there's some jealousy, but you only going to be the topic for 10 minutes, and then guess what? They're going to find somebody else to talk about because there's some people
mm-hmm.
that just got to talk about people. It always got to be about somebody's business. Let me tell you something. If God said that's who you are,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
all that matters. See, the Bible
right.
says, I'd rather be obedient to God. I'd rather be obedient to him. I'd rather please God than to please man. And
yeah.
oh God, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, anytime you don't become what God has called you to be, that is disobedience. Anytime you rather allow what people say to determine your destiny, then you no longer, you have created them as an idol because
mm.
you're allowing their words to penetrate your life. Who cares what they say? Who cares what they think? You know, who cares? Because the truth of the matter is some people, I tell my church all the time, I want y'all to pass me, preach better than me, teach better than me. That doesn't bother me because I want them to be better than me. There's a spirit. People don't want you to do certain things because they scared that they're going to be. Who cares? When did the body of Christ become competition anyway?
Yeah.
This ain't a competition. If he called you, he called. So this, we're not competing. We're supposed to be on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. You allow them to stop you at this level. Let's just say it's level 5. You will never go to level 10.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you let them stop you here, God said, oh, if you can't take this here, then you can't take level 10. Because it's going to intensify. Don't let nobody stop you because at the end of the day, when judgment day comes, God's going to say, why you didn't do it? So you say you're right there. I feel like you're just, if I could say it, like 2 seconds away from your breakthrough.
Can I
but
add something?
But you know what? Go ahead.
What I want to add to you is this is what I was doing, and I kind of see you as where I was. I see you second-guessing yourself and self-doubt. Cancel everything that you're talking yourself out of because what God placed in you, he gave it to you. He didn't give it to somebody else to validate you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if God placed it on the inside of you, if he's giving you the vision, he's going to give you the provision for every vision he's giving you. Don't
yeah.
look
yes.
for anybody to validate you because he's already validated you.
Oh,
you need no checkpoint or checkoff or anything from anybody else. If he placed it on the inside of you, it's not for me or anybody else to tell you. He ain't called you to do that. He didn't tell you to do that. How do I know? He didn't place it in me. He placed it in you for a reason. So don't doubt yourself. Don't second guess yourself. And the biggest thing you can do is get delivered from people and their ideals.
Opinions.
That's the biggest deliverance. Mm-hmm. Them and their ideas and opinions. Yes. So don't second guess yourself. Be placed on the inside of your heart, and it's a burning desire. It's him. It's not even you. Just like this show, I absolutely love what I do, baby. But this was not me. This was all him. Even this topic tonight and Pastor Jamila, this is all God. Completely all
yes,
God.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. He gave me the topic this morning. I'm usually booked out a month, 2 months in advance. This is all God. He gave me the topic at 5:45 this morning. I contacted her, and she said, because I told her I saw her. And she said, okay, I'm available. That's God. And he loves you so much that he said, I'm going to use these two women to come confirm what I've already placed on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Go forward. I would just say go forward.
Yeah. Yes.
Go forward.
Yes. There's a song by Troye Sneed. I want you to look it up on YouTube. It's called Move Forward by Troye Sneed. Listen to those words because it just validates what she just said to you on the Move Forward, Go Forward. It says move forward, press forward. Forget your yesterday. And so you move forward. Look at that. Look up that song and listen to those words, and it will truly, truly bless you. Okay? Well, thank you so much for dialing in and sharing, because you actually got everybody else awake. We got a couple of more callers.
Yes, more
people. Praise God.
Yeah.
All
right,
because
God,
I know it didn't just touch me, God.
Yes, ma'am. Have a blessed one.
You too.
All right, you ready, Pastor Jamila?
I'm ready. I am ready, ready, ready.
Amen. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live. Who do we have with us this evening? Well, actually, if you want to be anonymous, that's fine, too. Good evening. You are live with us. You are ending in 0938, last four ending in 0938.
Praise God. Praise God, everyone. Praise God.
Praise
God.
That was
a powerful message, and I needed that. Oh, my God, you have no idea how much I needed that, Pastor, because I've been working so hard. And the biggest struggle I've been having is just moving forward in my life and not pressing backwards and not thinking about the past. And for some reason, the past just keeps coming into my present. And I just say, Lord, I just need you to hold me strong, and I need you to keep me, because I don't want to look back in the past, and I don't want to go back into the past, and I don't want to hinder anything that you have for me. It's been such a struggle. It has been such a struggle from working and trying to, you know, be the woman that God wants me to be.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest struggle I've been having mostly is people from the past coming into my present. And I will start to get these feelings all over again and saying, Lord, I can't have the distractions anymore, God. How can I be strong? So I just, you know, I just want to reach out, and I just, you know, I really wanted to reach out because this word meant so much to me.
Wow. I think one of the things is this, is that the past is a distraction to your destiny. And the thing about it is that the past only comes back alive when we give it CPR. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you stop giving it CPR, because let's just use for relationship purposes. Let's just say for a relationship. If somebody from the past keeps coming back and we give them the time of day, then that's CPR.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Even if it's just a conversation, even if it's just a text message, even if it's just I want to see you, even you resurrecting something that God said, if it was meant to be, it would be. But it's not, so I need you to let it go. You see what I'm saying? Because there's no way he's going to release, and I know he has something great for you. He's not going to release what he has for you. If see, the distractions can come, but when you allow the distractions to be effective in your life, that's when it becomes a problem. And sometimes it's not even the person showing up. Sometimes our mind will take us back, because can we be honest? Y'all know I'm too honest sometimes. When we get to a place of loneliness, our mind will take us back to, well, at least you had
him. How at least you had him. He wasn't even a whole man. Come on. Because if he was a whole man, he would have never cheated. If he was a whole man, he would have never lied. If he was a whole man, he would have never abused you. So how can you go back to that? And so our minds take us back when we get lonely and we say, oh, but at least you had somebody. But I don't know about y'all tonight. I'd rather have nobody than to deal with foolishness and mess and drama and headache and something that's going to stress you out. Some people have high blood pressure, and they never even had it. But when you enter a relationship, all of a sudden, blood pressure, all of, I ain't got time for it. So you got to decide tonight that I want what God has. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I want what God has for me so much that I'm going to leave. I remember God told me, he said, I need you to bury those things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I need you to put it in the ground, bury it. And I said, God, okay, I'm going to follow the directions. And then a couple of days later, he said, why are you sitting at the cemetery? Because you're sitting at the cemetery waiting for a result. You're waiting for that thing to come out the ground. But when you trust in me and you believe that I got something better, you walk away from the cemetery. You ain't got to wear no shades or nothing. You strutting yourself because you understand that thing that's in the ground is no more, and God got to have something better for me.
Yes.
So guess what? You're too great of a woman to keep reaching back. And it takes more energy to reach back than to push forward. And you will never know what God has for you if you keep looking back.
Amen.
You will never. I mean, I just feel this in my spirit. You can't wait till tomorrow to decide. It's something that you have to decide tonight. That you're going to leave those things behind. You're going to leave those things behind. Because what it does is, it clamps on your destiny. It holds things up. And the more weight that you're carrying, it's going to slow you down. It's going to slow you down. Some of us need to be delivered from what they should have been to us because they made all these promises. Oh, I'm going to marry. I'm going to do this. No, you're lying. There ain't no truth in you. Because if you was going to marry me, we would be married. Let go of what should have been. That's what I hear God say. Let go of what should have been, the memories, the hopes, let all of that go.
Amen.
Because what God has for you, I'm telling you this, will never look like nothing you had.
Yes.
What God has for you won't resemble your past, won't look like your past, but you got to let him tonight transform your mind. And when you transform your mind, you start seeing yourself as the woman that God sees you, and then you start seeing something different. Because as long as you stay in the past, you're going to look like the past. So let him transform your mind tonight so you can get what he has for you.
Amen.
Because it's not them holding us up. We are holding up ourselves. We are holding up ourselves. So I don't know what you need to release, but I feel like you got to do it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to let it go. Like you, I don't care if, and sometimes I tell people to do things what God is saying in the spiritual, do it in the physical. I don't care if you got to gather some trash. I don't care if you got to gather some paper. I don't care if you got to gather some clothes, whatever it is. Gather some things in your hand and say, this is a representation of what I'm holding on, but tonight I'm letting it go.
Yes.
And if it's paper, throw the paper on the floor, throw it in the trash bag, and guess what? Take the trash out. Because nobody takes the trash to the dumper and brings it back in.
Mm.
When it's gone, it's gone. You have to let those things be gone.
Amen.
Aaliyah, I don't know if you have anything else to add.
Mm-mm, I'm loving it. One of the things you can also do is whatever it is that you, whatever word that God has given you from this woman of God, search the scripture, find it, and you take that into your heart, and you continue to over your life until you see that new creation fully manifest. Because you're already there. You just got to realize you're there and let go, like you said, of all of that. So you're just waiting on manifestation of it, but you got to let go and bury that stuff that she's talking about. Let it go, not to ever, like she said, take out the trash to never go back and get it again. Take it out.
Amen. Thank you
take
so much,
out.
Pastor.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening and dialing And we praise God for you tonight. And we are touching and agreeing with you that God is going to do a perfect work. He's going to complete the work that he's begun in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You are so welcome. Amen. I tell you, God is just doing, I tell you, he's doing it. We just lost one of our people that had just pressed one. I guess she said,
come on, we want you to chime on in. Come on, call back. We got a couple more moments.
Yes, if you were, had that question.
We love the callers.
If you had a question, you were listening, press one. That was 929-477-2178. You can press one and we will take your question or comment live. We're just being blessed by your questions. We're being blessed by your feedback.
Because
I know it's one thing to hear God say something, but it's a whole nother story when you act upon what he's telling you to do, when you walk in obedience. And I'm telling you, it brings forth much fruit. I just thank God for each and every one of you that are listening tonight, as well as those who will be listening on recording. And make sure you tell your friends and your family to listen in on the recording that'll be available shortly after the call. Because I'm telling you, it's going to bless somebody. It's going to help someone find some healing, you know. And another thing that we have to do, Pastor Jamila, is after we receive that transformation and that renewing of our mind, as we continue to walk in love, as a conscious decision that we got to walk in forgiveness as well. You know, I can't hold on to the past and walk in unforgiveness and thank God about the manifest every perfect gift. No, it don't quite work like that.
Yes,
but you don't understand what I've been through. Yes, I do, baby. You don't understand that you're tying the hands of God as long as you're walking in that unforgiveness. But when you say, you know what, God, I let this go. I've taken out the trash. And that means that I totally surrender and submit it all to you. My mind, my heart, my soul, I give it to you to never take that back again. But I thank you that you put the love in my heart, the forgiveness in my heart to move forth and move forward in everything that you've called me to. Because greatness is there for each and every person. They just have to understand and realize it. Amen.
Wow. That, you know what? I just want to just piggyback off of what you said about the forgiveness thing.
Yeah,
I think
that
is so hard for a lot of people, so hard, and there's no way that you would move forward at the pace that God intended for you to go if you're still holding on to unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes this is a thing that's happening, because I see it in the spiritual, we're moving forward, so we think we're going somewhere, but not understanding we are traveling at a lesser speed. Because we don't forgive.
Right.
So we think in our mind, well, I'm going, I'm moving, but look how slow you're moving. And if you would just forgive, God can release you even the more. Forgiveness is not for them, but forgiveness is for you. And so that's very profound, because there's somebody on this call tonight that needs to forgive some people so you can move forward.
And here's the thing. It could have been some things that happened 20 years ago. Guess what? That person has moved on. That person has moved on with their life. They probably even forgotten about it. And you're still harboring that in your heart. God said, let it go. Give it to me so that you can move forth in everything that I've called you to. Your joy, your peace, it's in me. But I need you to let that stuff go so that you can feel the fullness of who I've called you to be, the fullness of my glory. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes, we definitely got to. Yes, that's that. I'm glad you hit that point, because we allow God to renew us, but we don't allow him to heal us. And to me, healing comes with renewing, you know, and we have to, I mean, like you said, there's people that are holding on things from their childhood. And I've experienced this recently. Some things you like, I forgave until God sends somebody, and then that Band-Aid is removed and you're right back to the place where you were, because you didn't let him totally heal you.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, if I could just for 20 seconds, my dad went through issues growing up with him. He wasn't there. And then we reconnected. And then I felt like this was it. This was a daddy-daughter relationship that I've always wanted. It was on and popping. And then he dropped me. And so my mind and my spirit took me right back to when I was a little girl when he left. So I thought I was healed from what he did. But it took him coming back and leaving again to show that I was never healed. And so we have to deal. Oh, God, I hear the Lord saying what's ruining people's destiny now is not so much the things that happened to them when they were adult. It's the things that happened to them when they were a child.
Wow.
And if we don't deal with the childhood issues, my deliverance came from me going to the root. And I don't know who needs that tonight, but in order for you to be healed, delivered, and set free, you got to go back to your childhood. You got to go back to the root. You got to go back to them things that hurt you. You can't just say, well, I'm going to forget about it. No, because you're not forgetting about it when you become. The Lord kept telling me last week, don't become what you hate. And I was like, okay, God, what does that mean? And he said, so many people are becoming what they hate. So what you didn't like happen to you, you end up doing it to somebody else. So in order for you to heal properly and not become the person that's hurting because hurt people, you got to go to the root and fix that root and say, I'm not going to allow this, because the things from our childhood turn into something positive or it can be negative. I know people that didn't have their father that became absent fathers. And I know people that didn't have their fathers, you know, guys that didn't have their fathers, they became excellent fathers. So what are you going to do to what was done to you? Are you now going to become it, or are you going to choose something different?
Well, you can either use it as an excuse or use it to be a catalyst for change. So, yes, ma'am. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Good. Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Do you have any more callers?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like everybody's just listening in. No one's pressing one. So I think we have finished. Did you have any final words for the people?
Just what I just told the other young lady, it is time for us to move forward. And I really believe this word tonight, and I pray that somebody receive this word, because stop jumping out the fire. Stop jumping out the process. Let God process you so you can know what the will of God is. Because I've been on the other side. I've been in the world not knowing God and not knowing what his will was. It makes no sense for me to be in Christ and still not know what his will is. So now that we are believers and we are Christians and we are saved, you've got to let God transform you so you can know what's his will and what's not his will. Because if, like I said before, if you don't know what his will is, you're going to accept anything. And too many people are settling outside of God's will. So I would say to every person tonight, don't settle. Believe what God, whatever God has spoken to you, believe it, because his word will never return back to him void. And I just believe tonight, for some people, tonight will be the beginning of him renewing and transforming and delivering and healing and setting some people free tonight so you can enjoy what God has in store for you. So I pray everyone was blessed by everything that was spoken tonight. Just believe God in these final hours and the things that we see and everything that's going on in the world. Whatever you do, just keep believing God. So those are my final thoughts.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to that book that you're working on to come out. We thank God again for you. You are so welcome. So very welcome. Yes, ma'am. I tell you guys, the show is just awesome. We thank Prophetess Jamila Monroe that joined us tonight. I tell you, blessed, blessed, powerful woman of God. The topic tonight was, are you conformed or transformed? So if you miss any of the show, you want to go back and listen to the recording. And also, you want to share it with your friends, your family. I want to thank again all of our sponsors for sowing into this fruitful ministry. Again, you, if you want to sow into it and advertise your business, service, or product, it's only $25 for the entire month. And we want to thank Top Flight Communications. We want to thank Unique Expression by Design, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. We thank each and every one of you. We pray God's blessings upon your businesses and your services. This is Aaliyah Butler. It's On Fire to Inspire. The show actually stemmed from the book On Fire to Inspire, and it's available as an ebook, paperback, or audiobook. And they're available on Kindle and Amazon. If you are interested in getting the audiobook, you would have to email us currently at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we can get that to you. Also, if you want to be a sponsor, email us at that email address, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We are here each and every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, I didn't choose to do this. God chose me. I am the voice that he is using in this hour for this show. And I thank God that I am able to do this for you, with you. I just tell you, it's a blessing to be before you and do this. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. Tune in next week. Let God have his way. I am excited about seeing the work completed, because God is going to complete the work that he's begun. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler. It's On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. Have a great week.